Can you briefly explain what is depression, what is anxiety? They
I
also
think
come together in many cases.
one of the main symptoms of a clinical depression is this constant negative self-talk and rumination. And it is a process we have, don't have any control over. So it's like our minds are clouded with gray mush, or it's like you're putting on gray glasses. So everything you see and everything you think of in a way is colored by the by gray. And so the other main symptom is a lack of motivation at all, a lack of interest in activities that you used to find enjoyable and good for you. Now you don't feel like doing anything
Right.
if you have this depression. And this also can lead to a sense of not recognizing your own self anymore. And of course, that's a very scary feeling. And
Right.
I talked to a lot of depressed persons who have this feeling of not recognizing themselves anymore. And that is because both our brain and our physiological system is actually affected. So we have lower activation. We are more tired. We're less energized. We have less initiative. Our memory, our concentration is impaired. That is
Right.
also important to say that this is one of the most common illnesses and it will pass. And we know a lot about what to do about it. But if you're sitting by yourself in this working situation and you're starting to criticize yourself too much, that is, as you were talking about, a risk factor for developing these kinds of negative symptoms, especially thought-wise.
And two of the candidates that we spoke to, they mentioned the imposter syndrome.
Very short, it has to do with this perfectionist demands that you put on yourself and others. Imposter syndrome, it means that you feel like an imposter, you feel like a fraud in a way. So you can have thoughts that, oh my goodness, if they knew my real knowledge level, I would never have enrolled in this PhD program, for example. And it's thoughts and feelings of stress and anxiety about when will they understand this, that I'm a fraud, actually. When will they expose the real me? So it's a kind of very self-critical process. At the same time, it's also very common among high achievers. So it's like if the more resources and the more talent you have sometimes can sometimes actually lead to more demands to yourself and also others around you. Ask me about anxiety, and I think one aspect of the PhD working situation is it can also produce performance anxiety, I would think. So again, if we combine the high demands, the culture of about with a lot of high competent workers, and you have these deadlines, and you have these personal goals, and this job is very, or this project is very important to you as a PhD candidate, then it's only natural that the performance anxiety in some way can pop up in you. And this doesn't have to be deteriorating on your health. It's just important to be aware of how you talk to yourself and what kind of thoughts you have when you are in this kind of situation, that you take good care of yourself mentally wise. Yes.
Be gentle with yourself and treat yourself as a good friend or a good colleague. We see that feedback is important resource. So if you feel that you as a PhD candidate does not get enough feedback, ask for feedback in your support network from your supervisors, of course, from your research group, if you are in a research group, and so forth. We also see that social support is very important, as you mentioned, Tone, and influence of your own work is a resource. So if you can sort of, if you have a meaningful research project, that makes you, of course, much more motivated. And if you can influence aspects of your PhD thesis within the frames of all the deadlines and what you are to deliver, that's a good thing.